Hello, hello. Is there Miss Chandler?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear
All righty.
you. Hi, Mr. Lewis.
Mr. Lewis, you need to unmute yourself.
That always helps, doesn't it?
I don't know. They're always telling me to go mute, so.
Yeah, me too. I was trying to find the agenda, and I think you've got it pulled up and been editing it with the.
Yeah, it looks like now the only thing that's on there is just the organized, the election since we took that off about the virtual. Who do I need to send that to?
I put in that email to all the PPC, both PPCs, who the members are. So they've not met yet to like determine who their president will be.
Okay.
So,
Okay. I'll nose around and see what I can find about when they meet and stuff and try to find out who to send it to then. Or I can just forward it to all of them. It doesn't matter since I have it scanned already.
On this other agenda, you had school calendar, which is good, and
Oh,
RIF.
that's last year's. That's last year's. Scroll down.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you.
I don't know why it does that. I tried to put
Let's go
everything
ahead and
into a.
add that because I do want to kind of get started
Okay.
on that. That way, maybe I can just collect some ideas from folks. Not like we'll approve anything today, but
Yeah. Can I share my good news?
sure.
I got a $1,000 cash donation for our angel tree this afternoon.
That's what
Awesome.
somebody was
From a
telling me.
former
Wow.
student that I had at Jasper 35 odd years ago.
So who's that? Can you tell?
I'll tell you in private. I'll be happy to. He had his mother take the money out of his account and bring to school today for the angel tree, not knowing that his old teacher was coordinating it.
How cool.
I'm
That
so
is cool.
excited. I'm so excited. If anybody has any time on Friday and they would like to come and help sort things in the Everton City Hall, it's going to take everybody that I can get muster. I'm afraid to get this done, but we're going to get it done. And Mr. Lewis, the guys did pick up the washer, dryer, and the refrigerator today.
Good deal.
And I have more canned items and such in my room, and I'm supposed to be getting more in the morning, Miss Chandler.
Thank you. River of Life is going to, I'm going to have all the snack foods I need for our boxes for the holidays. Tomorrow afternoon after school, the Western Girl Bible Church has done a food drive for us and they're going to deliver tomorrow afternoon for me. I've got some other avenues that are coming in. Roger Tucker, a former Western Grove student, is donating 40 gallons of fresh milk next week from Highland.
Awesome.
For our yeah. So I'm really pleased at how we're going to be able to help the kiddos in our district because I'm also, these food baskets aren't just for kids at Western Grove. This is going to some of our kids at St. Joe and kids at Bruno. So Kim Willis and Mary Jones and I have worked really hard to coordinate our efforts together to meet the needs of all of our kids.
That is awesome. Thank you. Well, I've got 417, so just a reminder to everybody that PPC meetings have to be recorded now and posted to our website. So,
What are you guys? What are you?
just so you
We're
know, you're
meeting
being
right
recorded,
now.
and it's going to be on the website.
I'll
So,
catch you up tomorrow.
if you, one of you guys want to, Ms. Feaser, if you want to take the lead since you were president
Okay.
last year.
Let me write this one thing down before I forget it. All right. I call the meeting to order. It is 4:18 p.m. on 4/12/6/23. And until we get a secretary, I will write that down. Meeting today to organize and to elect a president and secretary for this year. Let's see, we have, it looks like we're all here, and Mr. Lewis, there's six of us here. So the floor is open for nominations for president. Somebody nominate somebody.
This is not something that we can ballot on a Google. We can't do this as a ballot on a Google Doc.
That takes a lot of time that we really don't have. I mean, this is something we need immediately to take over, like right now.
Ms. Feaser, are you willing to do it again?
I'm willing if elected, yes.
I elect Ms. Feaser.
I have a motion. I need a second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Okay, so the motion has been, are there any other nominations? Okay, we have the nomination for Christina Feaser for president of PPC for this year. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. And I guess I'm president. Okay, next is the position of secretary. Got to be a note taker. That's all I ask. Nominations are open for secretary.
Isn't the offices called something different, though?
We have it in the past.
Well, I know, but it's,
I don't really know. Changed.
Let me...
To be quite honest, I've never been given anything as far as guidance or documents or anything like that.
What do you mean?
I mean, as far as what it's called or anything like that, they called us into a room.
I emailed out a couple times the new personnel policy. So
the entire policy? For PPC meetings and PPC committees?
Yes, several times. That's why I never got anything. And
I've not seen one that has the PPC policies from the state for us. I mean, I've seen things that has some stuff here and there, but I've not seem like one full policy for PPC. Or, you know, as far as how to organize and things like that. Oh, there's Mr. McClary. I remember you sending me something, but it didn't give me that kind of information.
It reads on there, on that one that he sent, it reads and says that we will elect a chair and a secretary. That's how it mentions it in selection of officers.
Secretary.
Yeah, I was looking on the Secretary of State's website to see if I could get some clarification. And that seems to be all that is that most schools have.
Yeah.
On September 17th, I sent one that said, I'm attaching the policies for PPC. Please note the selection of your members has to take place by October 15th or the board can appoint. And I sent it to Ms. Feaser, who was last year's licensed PPC president, and Denise Turney, and I also sent it to John McClary, Jess Knapp, and Taryn Hollis. That was in September. And then, let's see, there's another one here somewhere where I sent it to everybody. I'll just have to find it. Regardless, we need a chair and a secretary.
Yeah. You said that was September 17th?
27th, I believe.
Okay, that might work. I didn't have anything on the 17th, so that kind of blew my mind. I'll go back and look at it. I remember you sending that, and I looked
at
it, but
you replied.
I don't remember answering
the
questions that I've got.
You even replied and said, thank you. This is my first time seeing this document. I'm trying to get something organized now.
Okay. But that was just talking about us organizing for this meeting. I was talking about something that sets out what the PPC is actually supposed to do according to the state and all those little rules and things. We've never seen anything. But
this is the one. Yeah. So what I sent out is the so it says membership, election of members, length of term, selection, the meetings,
yeah,
and recording of meetings, and then information posted to the website. Yeah. So, I mean, personnel policy committee is just that is what it is. I mean, so that's where you discuss.
Well, there's a lot of rules, though, that the state has set up that regulate it. And we've never been able to see a full list of stuff there that we're actually supposed to be doing and such is what I was referring to. But that's, we still need a secretary. Somebody willing to take notes, please.
I'll do it if no one wants to.
Would someone like to make the motion or make the nomination?
I nominate Lynn for secretary.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Nomination of Lynn Chandler has been made for secretary. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
No opposed? Ms. Chandler, you are now the secretary, and do you have a notebook near you?
I've been taking notes since we called this meeting to order.
Then I'm putting my pen down, ma'am. It's all in your hands. I trust you.
So are all members present? I don't believe they are, so we need to make sure we record.
The only people that are not here is administration. You and McClary are here.
Point of order. I've just got one question.
Yes, sir?
Lynn?
Yes.
How many words a minute can you type?
I don't know. I won the high school award for that in high school.
Okay.
But I'm better at writing, and then I'll type.
Okay. What's first on the agenda?
Well, after that, the only thing, after we took the one thing off that you and I had discussed that wasn't actually for the certified, the only thing left was the organization. And then you mentioned earlier that we could go ahead and start talking about the calendar, perhaps. So that I guess that would be it, unless someone else has something to say.
I did want to mention salary schedule also and kind of where we're at on that, because a lot of schools have kind of been discussing salary schedule. The funding that was approved to fund these raises was only for this year and next year. So a lot of schools are not going to do anything until they know long-term what that's going to look like. There's also the possibility that a state representative who actually tried to run a bill last year that would actually give small schools, it would help small schools because they would get, you would get extra money for special ed population, extra money for isolated, extra money for if you're under a certain number of enrollment. The problem with that is part of that formula that these people or he had presented was to lower the foundation funding. Well, to me, that kind of evens it out. I mean, we get more money in one area, but they take away our foundation funding part of it. And that's the most important pot of money for us anyway. So yeah. If that happens, that, you know, that can determine whether there can be any kind of raises or not. So don't, you know, I went to a board training last Thursday night, and basically the guidance we were given was do not do anything to the salary schedule for next year. If you are going to do something, what they recommended was do it for the folks that run the higher end already that got the small raise. I've also had folks ask me about a Christmas bonus. There won't be a Christmas bonus. Everybody just got a raise. And some folks, pretty substantial one. What I would like to do is see how things look at the end of the year and possibly look at doing something then. As far as school calendar goes, we've not even started discussing school calendar yet in our admin meetings, but while everyone's on here, I'd like for you to start talking to your folks to think about what are some things that you'd like the calendar to look like. What did you like about this year's? What did you not like? There's no more AMI days, so you really don't want to start taking too many breaks here and there, because you got to, that just adds days on to the end. And I'm not one of those that wants to take away a spring break, because folks, make plans and have things to do. And if the state says we have to, then we have to. But I'm not one that's ever going to be in favor of that. But I will tell you one area that I would, I did not like what happened with having the Friday off after parent teacher conference. We had 13 people call in sick the day after, and not on Friday, but on that next Monday.
Yes, we did.
I'll be honest. I was being nice. The principals were being nice by saying, we'll give you Friday off. And then they pulled that, and that was pretty, that didn't set well. So
probably looking, I think that might have been right in the middle of the COVID too, though, wasn't it? Was it? Okay.
I'm COVID's convenient when it's convenient. I'm not probably looking at being in favor of doing that again.
Meteorologist Rob Burton, new station alert has arrived for your area.
It can either be a Thursday night or a Friday, but I'm not in favor of that. But if everybody wants to do it again, then we could possibly do that. So that's all I got. Calendar and salary schedules. Anybody have anything else they want to add or interject?
Can I just piggyback on that for a second, Mr. Lewis?
Sure.
So here's something I think is really interesting, is that I'm starting to see a lot of people taking like a day or 2 days before like long weekends or...
I think we lost you, Mr. McCleary.
Can you guys hear me?
We can now.
So what I'm seeing is that you have people that are taking like time off, or calling in sick or whatever it is, on like the days before long holidays, and that's really rough on everybody else that's left there. You know what I mean? I mean, those are times when kids are really rough, that we need as much coverage as we can, that subs are already planning there. And so I've been nailed by that a couple times this year. And one of the things that I used to have in another district was that if you called in sick on those days, Like, could you be double docked, or is there anything like that you guys have ever seen in Arkansas? Or if you decided to take
something, that's something we can look at for sure.
I think that's something that where you might end up in a legal issue, though. Most times when they do something like that, it's an hourly, and they don't get vacation pay for it.
Yeah, Connie Lee my grandmother was talking about that, or Trenton's grandma was talking about different times, and she retired from teaching from here at Western Grove. And she said that there were certain things that they would have to do. So it was like they would dock your pay if you, like, you were taking off and you, I'll have to ask if she, because she was mentioning things like different things that happened about pay when all this went down with the raises, and she was talking about different things. And she mentioned something about they weren't allowed to take certain days. Like, that was part of their policy that they had put in place. But if you did call in for being sick, there was, it was like, there was no pay. There was something with pay that was in there, but of course rules have changed because that's been many years ago, but that might be something we could look at.
Well, and I'm just, you guys got to remember, I'm just coming from Colorado. So, I mean, it's not a big deal and we don't need to worry about it, but, and I'm not really advocating for anything. I just didn't know if there was anything that, you know, and I can definitely have conversations with people that have been doing that, but it's just like, I'm just like, man, you know, it really leaves the bag, leaves everybody else holding the bag, you know, but I'm good. I'm good with what you guys have done. And I really support it. I appreciate everything you guys done. So don't worry about it.
Well, I do think that if it's a pattern and a practice with employees, that you have a conversation with those employees.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And yep. We can, at the same time, look into legalities of what we can and can't do.
Yeah.
So we had a policy a couple of years ago, and this might be prior to you, Mr. Lewis, where there was an end of the year bonus. But it was hinged on certain days. You couldn't have missed so many days that year. I can't remember the specifics. I know I didn't get it because that's the year I had my surgery on my foot, Mr. McClary, if you remember. So it may be that if we do some kind of year-end bonus, it's tied to maybe your attendance here at school.
That one yeah. was, I think that was something that came from the state, wasn't it? Or through some no. state fund or something.
No. No,
because they were the ones that had tied the.
And if you listen to other school districts talk about that, they'll tell you that they did not see an increase in teacher attendance because the people that miss are going to miss, and the people that don't.
Yeah.
So I don't know the what we did look at the board training last week was, like some alternative salary schedules, like if you reach a building level goal, if you reach a district level goal, if you make so much growth, if your enrollment increases by so much. So those are some things that hopefully this time next year, when we are looking at a salary schedule and again, to try to make some improvements or some additions to that, those are some of the things we can look at, because it's good and bad. The state says, well, you can do your own salary schedule, but then the good and the, you know, the bad part of that is you got to do your own salary schedule. And yeah. So,
right.
Why don't we look at a date to try to meet, maybe early February that way, or no, probably, mid to late January. That way the admin team and I can start looking at a calendar and you guys can gather some ideas and we can have something to present to the board, hopefully at the February board meeting.
So okay.
What's a good date to meet in January for everybody?
Anytime but that last week. We've got CKLA people coming in that last week.
Yeah, and I'm gone on the 17th. So would the 31st work? Or is that the last week you're talking about? You talking about?
They're coming in the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, aren't they?
I believe that's right, yes.
Maybe it's the next to the last week. I can't remember.
Okay. Yes, right. So how about the 31st?
Sounds good.
I can do that.
That's fine with me.
All righty.
All right, I've got it on my calendar.
Great. All right. That's all I've got.
All right. Is there anyone else that has anything to add?
Then the chair would entertain the motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
And motion has been made and seconded. And I want to point out that Mr. Knapp did join us a while ago, but we were all talking, so... We might want to make sure we add him to our.
It's my fault. I told him 4:30, and then I thought, oh my gosh, I think I told him the wrong time.
No,
I thought it was 4:15, and I was doing the bus duty, and then we lost internet signal, so I had to go. I had to use my phone, and it was just a perfect storm. But I caught some of it at least, y'all. I really tried.
You caught the good part of it.
Oh, cool. Well, that's good. Yeah,
you got the good part.
Okay.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
So
thanks, guys.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
All right,
hey, Lynn, I guess we just voted to adjourn.
I got it.
Anything else you need, dear?
No, I will get these typed up tomorrow and sent out to all of us to look at.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, and I'll talk to you then.
All right. Y'all have a good one, everyone.
Bye-bye.